expected in the days ahead, that it will be in line with his wishes, and something that he hoped would be more of a less excessive and more of a humble type of proceeding, and that is the kind of pope that he was.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
This is your reminder that we are getting to the time of year where motorcycles are more common. Remember, they are smaller than you and are easily missed, especially in your blind spots. Please also remember to give them plenty of following distance, as they can stop faster than you can, and they have less protection in the event of a collision. Remember, a little bit of extra vigilance could save a life. Once again, please watch for motorcycles when you're driving, as they're beginning to be more common as the weather warms. May 16th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at 925 Park Lane, the BART facility is hosting an open house. Transportation will be provided, and they do ask that you reserve a seat by calling 715-682-9664. There's going to be tours, food, and refreshments. Once again, this is taking place May 16th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at 925 Park Lane here in Park Falls. The Trump administration's 2026 budget passback plan, that's currently under consideration, eliminates NOAA's Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Office and its 10 research laboratories and 16 affiliated cooperative institutes. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
If the plan is enacted, it would close all of NOAA's weather, climate, and ocean laboratories and cooperative institutes. And without that research, the National Weather Service weather models and products will stagnate. Observational data collection will be reduced, public outreach will decrease, and undergraduate and graduate student support will drop. Also, NOAA funding for universities will plummet. The scientific backbone and workforce needed to keep weather forecasts, alerts, and warnings accurate and effective will be drastically reduced. This could lead to unknown and disastrous consequences for public safety and economic health. If you believe it's important for NOAA research and improving National Weather Service forecasts, the time to act is now. Reach out to your elected representatives and share your concerns. Consider installing the 5Calls app on your phone to help you.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Brewers beat the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the A's 14-1 to take the series 2-1. 23-year-old right-hander Logan Henderson, making his major league debut on the mound, gave up only 3 hits, 1 run. He struck out 9 over 6 innings.
I don't know if I can sum it up yet. I mean, I'm just super thankful, man. It's accumulation of a lot of hard work and a lot of people that have believed in me. And I just got to thank all my family, friends, and everybody who's helped me get to this position.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
No, he was great. You know, you guys saw it, 6 innings, and yeah, that's the best I've ever seen him throw. I never have watched the success he's had, so it's great to see.
The Brewers on the road tonight in San Francisco. NBA, the Bucks reviewing what went wrong in that 117-98 loss to the Pacers Saturday. Game 2 of the series tomorrow night in Indianapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the low 40s. With the wintry mix winding down, will be partly cloudy tonight, falling below freezing to the upper 20s. And tomorrow, more chances of flurries in the morning, flipping to rain in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 38.
98Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull.
2 o'clock and 3 o'clock struggle at work. It's real.
Oh, horrible.
We're here for you. Here's another pick-me-up song to get you through.
98Q Country.
Rumors going all over town. Can't keep my out these days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna advertise by dollar signs and blinding lights like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes that just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights, even when she's up against me. Yeah. I just wanna love somebody who won't leave a hole in my heart. I just wanna love somebody that don't want me falling apart. And I'll be lucky if I ever find something more than just a crazy night. I just wanna love somebody. I just wanna love somebody.
Morgan Wallen on 98Q Country. That was Love Somebody following Live Like You Are Dying here to start that 3 o'clock hour. Greg Gunderson with you until 7 today. Montgomery Gentry is up next with a couple more after Florida Georgia Line, Clint Black. Before we dive into things that people think are embarrassing that other people don't actually care about, a whole list of them provided as answers to the online question, what are some things people think is embarrassing that other people don't actually care about? What do you know? Go figure. That Morgan Wallen track had me thinking about the did anybody see what he did at SNL? He apparently refused to do some skit and walked off stage as the show was ending and then posted getting back to God's country as if he was just so hard done by being on SNL, being their host. He accepted that invitation. I don't know. That felt like a little bit of attention seeking. We might break that down a bit later because now it's time for Gone. Three more songs before a list of things nobody cares about as much as you think here on 98Q.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
Like a fifth. FM and on the free Civic Media app.
You get your hands in it, plant your roots in it, dusty headlight dance with your boots in it. Tires on it, build your cornfield whiskey bonfires on it. You bet your life on it. Stuck some crosses and some painted gold posts through it. You know you came from it. And someday you'll return to the cell shade. From him, it'll someday return to.
it's over. Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man.
Clint Black here on 98Q Country with Better Man. Yeah, I've got some things that might make you a better man. I've got a list here, a list of answers to the question posed online. What's something that girls think is embarrassing but guys don't actually care about? And yeah, this was clearly asked of a particular group of people and aimed at being used by a particular group of people. But I'm pretty sure that we all can agree this is just useful info, something that girls think is embarrassing, but maybe we look at it that people don't actually care about. You know, let's turn this on its head. What has society told women that they should be afraid of, you know, that people don't actually care about? You know, it's like the Ken doll thing. It's just like, you know, how many little girls get that Ken doll in their hand and think, this is what my future husband's going to look like. And, you know, we don't exactly have an unrealistic beauty standard for men issue out there because of the Ken doll issue. But I think you kind of get the idea. I think we should all examine what society is telling us matters and what we actually believe matters. And I think questions like this are a great day to do it. I know I was phenomenally unclear just now. It's not hard to guess if you listen to me even half regularly that I am mostly unimpressed by the decisions society makes collectively. So the idea that this is just a list about girls for guys, no, this is the list about people for people. So some responses: this person had a friend in high school who wouldn't eat in front of people they were attracted to because it was embarrassing to show appetite. This friend had been raised with the idea that eating normally was somehow not proper. As a kid, it was confusing. As an adult, it's a little bit of a guilty memory for this person. And that tracks. And I think that's part of growing up. Part of growing up is realizing how weird you were as a kid, how weird your friends were, how weird everything was. My favorite is is unlocking the knowledge of why your friend's house smelled that way. Like, I remember the first time I encountered, there's a tea out there, an incredibly popular tea. It's called Constant Comet, and it is a dark, orangey, bitter, spicy, like orange cinnamon-y kind of smell. And I encountered I first had somebody suggest, try Constant Comet. And I tried it, and immediately I knew why my grandparents' neighbor's house smelled the way it did. She must have been drinking Constant Comet tea through an IV bag piped right into her arm or something like that. But, like, that's one of my favorite things about an adult. It's just, I know that smell. Oh, my goodness. And suddenly, yeah, baked bread. Your friend's house smelled like that because they baked bread every week or because they had licorice root in the potpourri dish. Or there's all kinds of awesome stuff. And I think this is kind of a fun way to unlock things like that. Another thing on the list of things that people think is embarrassing, but that other people don't care about: being at a party and wearing the same outfit as somebody else. Honestly, I haven't even heard this as a subject of conversation since 90s TV shows. Is this actually, like, why would you care? Why would you? I mean, yeah, is it maybe embarrassing to be dressed the same as somebody? Sure, but there's no element of blame. Like, what a perfect way to start a friendship with somebody. What a weird coincidence and a perfect conversation starter. In the same vein, re-wearing the same outfit. The jean jacket I'm wearing today, I'm wearing it again tomorrow. What are you going to do about it? I might even wash it tonight. Like, how do you know I did or didn't? What a weird thing. Acne. Ha ha ha. Yeah, that's on the list. Nobody cares about your acne as much as you do. And that is a good general rule of life. I've heard it put a couple ways. Like, you're not that special. Nobody's thinking about you that hard. And that is a good kind of harsh way of breaking the illusion of people caring about me that much. Just like, no, I'm not that special. Nobody's paying half as much attention to me as I am. A couple other things: being seen without makeup, being over 30, and bad hair days. 100%. Nobody is caring about them as much as you are. I mean, and think about it. Think about it when you're having, if you've got a big old zit on your face, that's awful. I am not a fan of that. It is one of my worst ways to start a day, but thank you, Mighty Patch. I'm doing better now. That said, if you're grappling with something like that in the morning, just ask yourself, when's the last time you spent more than about 10 seconds thinking about someone else's zit? Sure, you noticed it. You sure did. You might have even had trouble looking away from it while you were talking to them. And then 30 seconds after that little encounter ended, you totally forgot that they've ever had acne in their life, which is what people do to you too. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it. There's nothing to worry about. That's life philosophy, I guess, here on 98Q Country. We better get back to it. We got a check of the weather coming up after a quick word from sponsors. It's the 3 o'clock hour on WCQM.
98Q Country.
What's the best way to refresh your spring wardrobe? Easy. Just come into Macy's and meet with one of our free personal stylists. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends and styles. They know how to find the looks, fits, and sizes that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off purchases at your first session. So book your free appointment in-store or at Macy's.com/personal stylist and walk out with a whole new spring wardrobe at 20% off. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmannerwy.com. That's parkmannerwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
Battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, keeping our high temperatures to the low 40s. With the wintry mix winding down, we'll be partly cloudy tonight, falling below freezing to the upper 20s. And tomorrow, more chances of flurries in the morning, flipping to rain in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 38.
98Q Country. Country.
Took a double take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot I said, it's mighty hot, maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, 'cause only members are allowed in. I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Hey, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk roadside pub, I'm a member of the country. You look so inviting, thought it might be exciting for a woman with a limousine to go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night, and here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, 'cause you can tell all your I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie cup. Yeah, I'm a bona fide dancing fool. I shoot a mighty mean game of pool. And any honky tonk roadside pub. Well, I'm a member of the country.
Big hitters play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, sports play-by-play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Bet you think I'm sitting at home, no. Bet you think that I'm all alone, nah. Bet you think I'm missing you and wishing you would call my phone. Hell no. I went wheels up on a runway, and that ticket was a one way. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. Got a body, and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting sun, getting salt, man, I ain't slept. you called my folks. They said you drove by my house real slow. You can check any spot, roll down every road, but girl, I ain't even close. I'm somewhere on a beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. I wish it could have worked out, but I'm getting over you now. On a beach towel, my shades on, my drink's up and the sun's out. I'm somewhere on the beach. I'm somewhere on the beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach.
AQ Country.
Man, I've been working too hard, 10-hour days and I'm tired. Damn this knuckle busting, back-breaking, no paying job. Nowhere I'm going from here. Hot-headed women, cold beer. Kick up my heels for a little while and do it country style. In my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen ring. No need to change a thing. Catching her eye, man, I keep wondering why. Ain't nothing special about her, all shucks country boy. Lord, she's sure looking good, like something from Hollywood. She got me thinking that I just might leave here with her tonight. In my dirty old hat with my crooked little grin, granny beaded neck and these calloused hands, in a muddy pair of jeans with that Copenhagen. We'll be right back.
Randy Houser here on 98Q with boots on, halfway through a six-pack in the middle of the 3 o'clock hour. Travis Tritt and Dierks Bentley started it before Randy kept it going. Nate Smith, John Anderson, and George Strait coming up next. Then we'll finish this hour with the Sorta Sports Report, diving in heavy about Kirk Cousins and Packers players making picks on Thursday. In the 4 o'clock hour, gentle transition, a lot of NHL info, and more than that, too. Coming up on 98Q after more, here's Nate Smith with World on Fire.
Some quarters and change, maybe you can turn turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside on a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute that I'm gonna sit around and sing some old sad song. I believe it's half full, not a half empty glass. Every day I wake up knowing it could be my. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hair with the red wine. Pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone. He left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. What they'd like to do, but I like to do just what I like. I'll take the chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. I say bring on anything. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hair with the red wine. Pour me some moonshine. When I'm gone, put it in stone. He left nothing behind. I ain't here for a long time.
George Strait on 98Q Country, here for a good time. So, time for the Sort of Sports Report. Let's kick things off with college football. Deion Sanders is being Deion again, making headlines, this time for retiring jersey numbers for Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders, a.k.a. upcoming rookies who have never played an NFL snap. A big honor, but not everybody cheering, including former Colorado players from the 1990 championship team, who say the move overshadows their legacy. But Deion is genuinely surprised by the backlash, and what's more Deion than that? Quote, "This is the first time I ever seen it soar," he said. "I don't know if you know it, but I think every jersey I darn near played in is retired." Yeah, Deion, your prime time. Your son is not an NFL player yet. Like, come on, Travis Hunter might take one shot, blow out his knee, and never play another snap. Sure, maybe he's still qualified to have a jersey retired at his college, but most times colleges retire numbers, the player either was massively successful in college in undeniable ways or was reasonably successful in the NFL after a pretty solid college performance. We're only halfway there at best by either metric, and I think only Deion doesn't get that. On to the NHL, though, a little history in the making with Alex Ovechkin breaking Wayne Gretzky's all-time scoring record earlier this year. He solidified his place in the all-time greats, but if you think that might be his swan song this season, that is, think again. Ovi turns 40 before next season and made it crystal clear in a pregame interview that he is not retiring, and no room for argument either. He's still got a year left with the Caps, and clearly he's not done setting and breaking records. And speaking of the NHL, it's not just Ovechkin making news. The whole league is, you know, what do they say? Rising tides lift all ships. This season brought in over 23 million fans, making the third straight year of record-setting attendance for the NHL. Across 32 teams, 97% average attendance. That is incredible. Like, that's nuts. The Montreal Canadiens led the charge with 41 straight sold-out home games. And the Stadium Series game at MetLife Stadium? Packed. Hockey is on the rise, trending upward on the ice. And so ends our Sort of Sports report. Let's get back to the country music after a word from sponsors and back into the sports head first during the 4 o'clock hour. All football at 4 on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
Winning entertainment at the lake. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Saturday, April 26th. Join Marshall Charloff and Purple Experience to celebrate Prince with all his best hits. Hailing from Minneapolis and having played with the legend himself, this tribute will rock your night. Witness an unforgettable performance featuring Purple Rain, Kiss, and more. Tickets on sale now for just $20, with proceeds benefiting Northwoods United Way. You must be 18 or older to attend. Entertainment's more fun at the lake.
Ben Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Stormy Cromer is a name associated with high-quality, made-in-the-USA apparel for men, women, children, and even the family dog. Stormy Cromer hats are a very recognizable fashion statement all across the Upper Midwest. But Stormy Cromer is so much more. From flannel shirts to vests to jackets and ponchos, Stormy Cromer is the epitome of up north style and function. Made in Ironwood, Michigan, so you don't have to worry about those tariffs. Stop in and check out the great selection of Stormy Cromer apparel at Bader Sports Center, Lake Avenue, Phillips. When your heating, ventilation, or air conditioning system needs attention, trust the experts at Hanson's HVAC, your local Armstrong and Mitsubishi Diamond dealer. They're your neighborhood professionals, providing reliable solutions for your home comfort needs that will improve your air quality, repairing or replacing furnaces, and installing top-of-the-line air conditioning units for year-round comfort. Hanson HVAC is your Armstrong and Mitsubishi Diamond dealer, here for you today, tomorrow, and in the future. Locations in Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Q Country.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiskCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WISCaregiver.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
98Q Country.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car after graduation, sent her down south for some higher education, put her on the fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. And she's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, "Turn it up." They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys.
You know it's true.
Yeah, you know mamas and daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer and their uptown ball gown hand-me-down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr., yelling, "Turn it up." They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys. Oh, get country with it now. You can train them, you can try to teach them right from wrong, but it's still gonna turn.
It's that country thing, you know. Yeah. Sing that. Oh, that's pretty, ladies.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Pope Francis, who battled pneumonia for the past few months, died today. The Vatican released his death certificate showing the 88-year-old suffered a cerebral stroke. ABC's Terry Moran has more on his life.
All those unforgettable moments of Pope Francis, the way that he went to a war zone, that he brought refugees back to his own house in Rome, and all those gestures, that's really his legacy, not hammered out in writing in church doctrine, but in the witness that he bore with his own personal example. The question is, personalities come and go. It's doctrine that survives. And what will come next is a question before the church.
The Vatican released the Pope's will and also stated he wants his funeral to reflect his humble life. Following the Pope's public funeral, cardinals will convene to choose his successor. President Trump today ordering flags be lowered to half staff in his honor. The president will also attend the Pope's funeral. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. With all the rain and fast-melting snow, rivers are rapidly rising. Over half of all flood-related drownings happen when a vehicle is driven into floodwater. The next highest death statistic related to drowning in floodwaters is people walking into or near flooded areas. It is very easy to underestimate the force and the power of water. Stay out of floodwaters. Turn around. Don't drown. Today, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., there's a faux stained glass for youth class over at the Fields Public Library. This is hosted by